from the 27-yard line. Frater back to throw. Fires. The catch is made by Fernandez. Breaks the tackle. Gets into Jet territory. Inside the 30. He's got a blocker. He's inside the 15. Touchdown, Fernandez. And no flag. 73 yards.
There you go. Week 5 of the 1989 NFL season on Monday Night Football. Jay Schrader to Swervin Mervin Fernandez, who joins us now on the Newsmaker line. And Mervin, Monday Night Football, always a special thing. We pulled up that moment. We actually talked to your quarterback, the man who threw you that ball on Friday, who gave you all the credit, by the way.
Master Jay, yeah. He's doing well. I know he's in Vegas now and enjoying life. And, we had some good times back then.
Yeah, it was a nice play, and that was right at the beginning of the second half against the Jets. And Mervin, when you talk about Monday Night Football as a player getting geared up, and how special it is, you know, you hear players talk about it, but how much of that extra juice does it give you to know that the entire nation is watching you because it's the only game?
Well, I think it's just a big deal because it's Monday night, and like you said, you're the only show in town as far as football goes for that night. And, you know, every game is a big game, but this is even bigger. You know, this is the home opener for the new stadium. Obviously, there's not going to be any fans, but, I'm sitting here right now. I feel like I'm ready to play.
What are your thoughts as the Raiders open up their new chapter of their history now as the Las Vegas Raiders?
You know, to me, it's strange, but, you know, things change, and, I think it's going to be great for the team in the future and now. I mean, it still boils down to winning games, but, you know, it's an exciting time for them to open a new stadium, got their own stadium, locker room for the first time ever, and, it's a big deal. I'm congratulating to Mark and, and Mr. Davis, Al Davis, for paving the way, but Mark took the reins, and he's doing some great things for the team, and I hope the team responds tonight and for the rest of the season and get some wins.
Former Raiders wide receiver Mervin Fernandez joins us. Also, by the way, a member of the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. Congratulations on that again, too, Mervin.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Huge.
For me and my family, and what a great honor.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at this Raiders team, too, clearly this year they went out and in the draft they said we needed some more speed. So they went out and they got Henry Ruggs III. When you watch him and see him and the speed and the ability that he brings to that team and to Derek Carr and the rest of the offense, what does that mean? And how do you look at these new wide receivers? I mean, the speed is so much prevalent. I mean, it's always been a big deal, but the fact that the Raiders are back to having some of that outside speed, talk about what that does for that offense and for a quarterback like Derek Carr.
Well, I think it's going to open it up. You know, you got to have that deep threat. You got to put some fear in those defensive backs' minds and, to spread that field. And, we got the running back is doing his job, Jacob. And, so you got a lot of things that they have to worry about on the defense. And, I just hope the young guys come through. I hope I understand he's hurt or might not play tonight. The wideout.
Yeah, Ruggs. Well, no, they said he's probably going to play, so we're good there.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
But he did.
We need all the pieces to the puzzle, especially to play this group of guys, the Saints. You know, they are a veteran team and a veteran quarterback, and they always come ready.
You mentioned Josh Jacobs and that he's been doing his thing from the running back position. He's only a second-year guy. What have you seen from him so far that kind of excites you and gets the juices going?
I think he's running hard. I think he's a smart player. I think he's, he sees the whole field when he runs, and, it's only going to get better for him. And, he can't do them by himself, and the offensive line is, making some big, giant holes for him, and that's only going to open up the passing game, and it all works together. And when things are clicking, it I think it would be tough for anybody to beat us. We just have to put it all together and lay it out all on the line.
Mervin Fernandez is our guest. And Mervin, when we talk about the NFL this year, because of the pandemic, of course, the preseason was wiped out. Yesterday in the NFL, we saw a massive number of injuries, especially to star players. And I know that veterans, yeah, for the most part, don't like the preseason. But do you think it's going to take, I said to Q before you came on, that it might be 3 or 4 weeks before teams are really in tip-top playing shape. Do you agree with that? And how important is the preseason?
Well, just from my experience, I know that you can't get into football shape until you start playing football. I don't care how much running, how much lifting, how much working out you do, the speed of the game, the intensity of the game, that's a different level of being in shape. And you're right, I think it's going to take them a couple of weeks. You know, some teams are obviously going to peak early and some are going to peak later, but you definitely have to play football to get in football shape.
All right, Mervin Fernandez. Well, listen, we appreciate you spending some time with us today. I know you'll be watching the game. I wish you were watching the game here and you could get a look at your legacy brick outside the stadium there. But we look forward to getting you here soon. Hopefully we can get through this and get back to getting the Raider alumni back to the stadium as well.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to happen, and hopefully sooner than later. But go Raiders, and looking for a great game tonight. You guys have a good time, and I appreciate you having me on.
All right, Swervin Mervin Fernandez. It was great to relive that moment. We talked about it last week, Q, and we're able to pull the audio and hear it.
No, that was good stuff. It's always good to hear from a great Raider, you know, one of the many that have paved the path for the ones that are there now. And so, yeah, man, that was good stuff. We had Jay Schrader on Friday, and then you turn around and have Swervin Mervin on Monday. It doesn't get much better than that.
No, and I've always loved that nickname, too. I mean, that's just that's a great nickname for a receiver, especially. All right, we're going to take the top of the hour break right now. And just a reminder, we are taking you through to 3:15 Pacific time when we will toss it over to JT the Brick down at Allegiant Stadium for your official start of the Raider pregame show. You're with your pregame show. This is the Silver and Black Today. Scott Branson, Q Myers, only on Raider Nation Radio.